USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus infections in the U.S. continue to fall, even as the nation passes 500,000 deaths from the virus. Daily cases, deaths, and hospitalizations all remain on the decline from a peak in mid-January. Dr. Tom Frieden is the former director of the CDC, and he tells CNN that while cases are dropping now, it's vital to continue mitigation efforts to prevent another surge in infections and the development of more variants.
The point here is to keep up what we're doing, to track very closely, and recognize that masking up is here to stay for many more months, that avoiding sharing indoor air with others is very important. And as we begin to loosen up things, we need to keep a close track on how things are going, ramping up testing and tracing, and being ready to dial it back if we see explosive spread again.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The House Budget Committee advanced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill Monday, clearing the first major hurdle for the measure. The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-line vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on that bill by the full House by the end of this week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says too much of that bill has nothing to do with COVID relief. The California Republican tells Fox News it's more about spending than helping.
Because the Democrats have taken over now, this is what happens. $100 million for a tunnel just outside of Nancy Pelosi's district. Millions of dollars for a bridge that Schumer wants. Not for a COVID bill. This isn't a transportation bill. And now that we're finding that they're putting more money in for education, but they just passed $68 billion for education, they've only spent four of it. The money they're passing in this bill doesn't even come to fruition until another year going forward. It does nothing to help moving forward. It's what the Democrats always want to do, spend more money from a hardworking taxpayer.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
In his first speech to the G7 summit last week, President Joe Biden signaled a dramatic change in foreign relations. The president has already reversed a number of policies from President Trump's administration, like rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Accords, and expressing a desire to rejoin the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Newsmax TV that he hopes the current administration won't throw away all the advances made just because it came from the previous administration.
When you're tough, when you're strong, when you establish deterrence, then securing American freedom is possible to do. But whether it's China or Iran, or threats from malign actors and other parts of the world, terrorist organizations, what they understand is strength. They understand a leader who's prepared to do the right thing to secure American freedom every day and always. It's what we did. It's what we worked so hard on, and we made America safer and more prosperous during our 4 years. And I hope this administration won't throw that all away just because, well, it was from another administration. They ought to continue to build on the good work that we did to secure American freedom. And if they do, we'll all be happy with the direction that they take.
And Ohio will be the latest state to allow fans back into stadiums, with the Cleveland Indians and Cincinnati Reds welcoming fans back to the ballpark when their season begins in April. Governor Mike DeWine announced Monday that pro sports teams would be allowed to allow fans into their stadiums at 30% capacity to start the year. DeWine says the rule will also apply to the state's two major league soccer clubs and multiple minor league baseball teams. Most MLB teams are expected to have fans at games this season with around 25% capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.